There's been quite the revelation today as we record this podcast. Fox News has learned that a large quantity of classified documents connected to the Crossfire hurricane investigation were located in a secret room and marked for destruction. That's all part of the supposed operation meant to prove that candidate and eventual President Donald Trump was colluding with Russian officials to steal his first election in 2016, a notion greatly considered to have been debunked, and what is now the focus of an investigation into possible conspiracies on the part of top Obama-era officials. You've heard names like James Clapper, President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, John Brennan, his CIA chief, and James Comey, his FBI director, fired by President Trump over matters connected to the ordeal. And in the past week, there has been discussion enough to contemplate that President Obama himself was very much aware of it all. Discussions loud enough for the former president to make a statement in response. Former presidents, ones who don't leave after one term and then seek to reclaim the White House, often don't get involved in this kind of stuff. They fade away or they lend their name to charitable endeavors. And that's what makes all of this so interesting.